Welcome to the Trigger Warning Podcast, y'all. I was so excited for this topic. Like, really. We're talking about friendships, but of course, before we get into the topic, I want to just thank everybody for being in the room. Like, for real. I'm really grateful. Let's just dive in, y'all. We're talking about friendships today.
So,
We talk
friendships.
about, I mean, friendships, the ones we cherish, the ones we outgrow, the ones we navigate as we heal and, develop and things like that. I think that's, this is a big topic, I feel like, and this is something that I hold dear. Like, my friendships have been some of my biggest lessons in my life. Like, they have been what helped me to grow. Was what I deemed as, in a positive connotation or not, but they did help me to level up in some way, shape, or form, or to like kind of see myself and face myself, So, what, but I kind of want to start off with like what we, one, what do we think? I feel like a big thing, what I hear a lot is people being like, it's hard to make friends as an adult. Like they say, it's different. It's not as simple as, when you're younger and, you just walk up to somebody, hey, we doing the same thing? Cool, let's be friends, type of thing. And it's like you got to be more intentional, and it's a little more difficult to navigate. Valerie said, I think it's harder, but not impossible. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think it's necessarily harder. And honestly, I feel like that's more of a perspective. It's kind of what I feel like people be saying with dating. Like, oh, it's pee in the dating pool. And I mean, yeah, it is, but get out the pool and go in the other one. It's more options. Like, it's, but it's also like perspective too, and I think the level of difficulty that we feel on friendships has to do with kind of, I think, the expectations that we have. And I feel like for me, that was something that was difficult for me to navigate, because I thought friendships meant like we got to share all our trauma. We got to talk every day, all day. Like, that's what I thought friendships meant.
So,
And
I'm sorry. To me, is a lot of with being adults and friendships, it did come from it's hard to make them as adults because you're sometimes going off your past. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna get close because my past was X, Y, Z. I didn't want to do. I can't. I don't really want to get close to you. I don't know if I could trust you. You know. So I get it. But at the same time, too, as you stated, sometimes people don't make authentic friendships even as adults because they're trauma bonding, or, sometimes you just out. I don't know. Because it was a thing the other day. Somebody asked me, well, it was a post, and it was like, I don't call nobody best friend. For the simple fact, I have friends for different eras, different levels in my life. So, and it doesn't mean somebody means anything different in no part of my life just because I'm putting that title of best on there. And we all know me. We ain't gonna go there. But, it made sense. Like, you have friends for different things and different levels of your life. So, but friendship is hard. It is hard as an adult. Me personally, I don't really like getting close to people because I don't want you to hurt me. I don't like being hurt. But being hurt is all a part of your life.
I definitely feel you on that. It's definitely not always easy to navigate, and especially as we like heal and grow.
Friendships are definitely hard. I just rekindled. I don't really want to say rekindle, but everything happens for a reason. It can happen in mysterious ways. My friend, and it was my best friend from elementary. We stopped talking like 6 years ago. Literally don't know what happened. Out the blue, I was blocked. Unfortunately, I got a phone call that her mother passed away. I loved her mama, right? But now me and her are back talking, and it's just like, what happened, girl? But it's like, ain't
When
no
you
need.
disconnected, was it like awkward or?
No, it was, I literally just hit her like, yo, I heard what happened to mom. I loved her. Whatever y'all need of me, you know, I love you. I never stopped loving you. She was like, I never stopped loving you either, man. My mom never stopped loving you. I appreciate you. And I was like, well, I got you. But it's a beautiful thing because I feel like at times some friendships have to break away so you can grow individually. Because sometimes you can get so wrapped up in the friendships that you, I don't want to say it like this, but you basically become each other. And you carry each other's hurt. And then sometimes when you're carrying other people's hurt, you never heal from your own hurt. And me personally, I am the queen of picking up other people's hurt so I don't have to carry my own. So I don't have to fix my own. But in this season that I was in, I had no choice but to fix my own hurt. Because I felt like I was stripped from all friendships and the people I thought. But in reality, it was the people that were brought into my life who were there for me in this new season of my life. And I no longer could hide on what I wanted to be. And I had to learn myself because even I was like, yo, you doing all that with, you know, certain people. That was never you. Like, I am really one of the girls that's like, let's go to the museum. Let's just go out to eat. Let's go do this. I hate clubs. I like speakeasies. But it's like I had to learn me all over again. So, friendships, sometimes you've got to break away because you're just no longer that person when y'all became friends, and that's okay.
And Valerie, did you have something to add for that? I know she.
That makes so much sense, and I feel like I've been experiencing some of that recently. I've gone through, like, this has been a particularly hard phase for me lately. And I've had some friends who have grown closer to, and then I've also had friends who, like, I don't know, something happened and we're just in different phases now. And they're just, you know, you kind of have to, like, let them go. We have to go our separate ways. And that's hard. It's sad. But, you know, like you said, like, everyone has to go do their own thing. So it's interesting how that happens.
I mean, and I've had quite a few friendships, you know. I don't know why I just did air quotes,
Right. I wasn't gonna say name.
but you know, like friendships that like just abruptly ended, that was like, I mean, it was kind of worse than like a heartbreak, like you know, breaking up with a guy, because it was just like, what? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I thought we were better than that, you know, like what? You can just say, hey girl, I needed a moment, or you know, like whatever.
Whatever.
You know, like I literally just kind of had this big question mark. But I think too, like, you know, in this idea of like it being difficult to make friends, I actually think I don't think it's difficult to make friends. I think as we get older, we become more intentional with our time, with our energy, what feels good to us, what aligns with us. And I think the pool becomes smaller with what aligns with that. Like, we're not just as like willy-nilly, like, okay, cool, like
We can be friends.
like
Yay.
just with anybody, you know, because we like we're in this era, like I think this era that we're in is about protecting our energy and, you know, like doing more of what feels good and, you know, in this spirit of like, you know, people saying like, oh, matching energy or whatever the case may be. But I just think as we get older and as we heal and develop and grow, it just becomes less like we don't want to just have people around us just to have people around us.
And also like you know
Because that's
yourself
very
more.
draining, you know. And we have more clarity on who we are as people and what we want and things like that. So the pool does get smaller. And I don't think that's a bad thing, you know. One thing I know, like when I was thinking about this episode and thinking about like you know, thing questions that I wanted to ask and things like that, I was reflecting on when I was younger, because I always had this thing where I would have friends And then I would like introduce my friends to other friends. And then they would become friends. And a lot of times I swear this was just the thing, like they would become even closer friends than the original friendships that I had with them. And I'm like, what the like what's happening? Like that's a little ghetto out here. Like, you know, it's like, but I introduced y'all. Like I really struggled with that for a long time. And it wasn't until honestly probably my like I want to say late 20s, but it was probably early 30s where I actually realized that wasn't a bad thing. Like I looked at it as like I kept losing people because it was like, oh, now they're talking every day. They're, you know, connecting and doing things outside of. And it was like, but wait, like y'all having conversations, but I'm the one that like got y'all together, you know? Like I was really like bothered by this. But it, yeah, I realized it's not that I was losing people. I was creating communities. Like I would create communities wherever I went, and this happened like so like throughout my life. And I think again it's just that mindset shift on, you know, and it's like I would have thought like, oh, I got trouble making friends because my friends keep leaving me for other
Life.
you know, but it's like no, like perspective, like you're helping people find more of their people, more of their tribe, but that also doesn't mean anything about your connection with the person. And then
No, not at all.
I had to
Sometimes,
like, oh, go ahead.
no, I was just saying, sometimes it's just like you said, you're helping them find their tribe. And sometimes I've learned helping your people, other people find their tribe, and you're learning that those people weren't even supposed to be a part of yours. So you have to navigate and look at it different ways, like you were saying.
And I had to like stop beating myself up about that. I'm like, girl, like you helping people find their people, and that's what everybody wants. Like, we just want to find people that like make us feel seen and heard and understood and loved, you know, at the end of the day. So, but yeah, I've definitely had to reflect on. Like I feel like one of the parts of the journey, like you know, with Valerie mentioning, well, do you too, D, about like connections, friendships that like just kind of end. It's like to kind of allow ourselves to grieve those connections too, you know.
That
And
grieving process should be a fool. I can't
yeah,
lie.
like I held on to stuff like not I don't want to say it's grudge, but it was just like. I just didn't understand it. And I've always been a person that I need to understand things. And I think I held on to just a lot of pain and hurt internally for a long time because I was waiting on that clarity. I was waiting on, let me make it make sense for why they would just like not respond to me anymore. Why they would just not, you know. And at the end of the day, like now I have a different perspective. Like if somebody, because just like we in our life, you know, some people have where. Because of their, you know, the way they grew up, what they were around, how people communicated around them. Some people have things in life happen and they just don't know how to, you know, like we get overstimulated, overwhelmed, or whatever.
We shut down too.
We can't communicate it. We just like retreat, you know. Like some people that may just be their thing. But even still, it's not something that we need to understand. And I think that is the issue is like a lot of people like me, you know, for a long time is like we need that understanding, like, oh, make it make sense, which is why, you know, I don't know if y'all have ever resonated with it. If you like had a person and you like you keep texting them, keep calling them, hey, just you know, oh, so you're not gonna respond? Oh, okay. And then, you know, the passive aggressiveness and all that stuff. Like I've been that person. I've been that person, but it's like we don't have to wait on clarity. We don't have to wait for someone to say, hey, I acknowledge that I hurt you. Like, move on with your life. You know what I mean? Like, it is our job to take radical responsibility and do our own healing and do our own work. Because what that is, that's really just that abandonment and rejection that comes, you know, like nobody wants to feel that, but that's what it does. And especially for someone that we hold so dear to us that we kind of hold to a certain standard, we feel like, oh, I need to, like, I expect this from this person. And we just think that that's like that guides our actions. But no, that's not how it should work. But I think for me, that kept me stagnant like for a long time, because I was just like, I don't get it. Like, it just kept looping. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, we literally, our last conversation went, like, we were laughing and we were chatting. What happened? You know?
And it's sometimes you won't get the clarity because you're not supposed to get it.
Right.
True.
Yeah, that's true. And so what was something, because it seems like we've all kind of had that, like any type of friendship, that ended kind of without that like closure. How would you guys say, like, what would you recommend? How do you process that?
I'm still processing it. Not from those, the one from many years ago. I just was like, it is what it is. But now, recently, you know what? I'm not gonna say I'm still processing. I am, but I'm not. I will say, I just said it had to happen, because it could have been some type of detriment to me if it would have kept. I would have never said it like this. I would have never stepped into my metamorphosis stage if I would have stayed there.
Okay, metamorphosis.
And the reason I say that is because I had a sister reach out to me today, and she was like, I'm just loving that stage you're in. She's like, I like to see it, but it made sense. I would have never came into it. Real
Yeah.
talk, I would have.
Darian said, I used to just bury it and move on. Sometimes I was the cause, other times it was them. But he said, I just knew that maybe we are growing in different directions.
The healing of it all, like, how do you process the losing of the friends, and Darren said he used to just compress it or whatever, which a lot of people do, but I've noticed too, no matter how long we compress our feelings or whatever, guess what? They come up. It don't matter if they come up next year, 7 years from now, they're
Yeah.
going to come back up, because
Right.
ain't that much compressing in the world.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, you know, one of the things I will say is, yeah, it's not easy in itself to like go ahead and process it. But I think what helped me along the way, because obviously, like when this first happened, I was not processing very well. Like, I was very avoidant, or I would do the opposite and I would just complain about it to like my other friends. Oh, I don't know what happened and this don't make sense. And she, you know, da 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 da. Instead of like, now I have this mindset where I understand that it's not like it has very little to do with other people. Because
Sure.
yeah, like I can create all the stories of why this person chose to back off in the connection, whatever, right? But all those stories don't serve me. Like, what does that do for me? Because
Absolutely.
either way, right? Like, just like what you were saying, you still got to face the rejection. You still got to face the feelings of abandonment. You still need to process. And I think processing, and I feel like it's a two parts like process, because it involves processing it mentally, and then
And
it also
physically.
involves physically, you know, and emotionally more so. So for me, like once I shifted the attention away from what they did and trying to make sense of what they did, which I realized was actually kind of giving them power, right? Like I'm focusing on them and I'm saying like, I'm making you responsible for how I'm feeling. So once I shifted it to me and like, okay, like what do I need to do to navigate this? Because this feeling sucks, right? Like this, it sucks. To just kind of feel like, you know, it kind of like makes you feel like, am I good enough to be a friend? Or like, what, you know, what did I do? What could I have done better? Or whatever the case may be.
They
But
really do have you questioning yourself, like, am I really that bad of a person? I remember for a long time how people would make me feel like I was just this horrible person, or how many people did not like me. And my mom used to be like, yo, people are just jealous of you. Like, you light up a room when you walk in, and da da da. And I'm like, no. I even started thinking bad about myself, But then when it came to this, like, celebratory times for me, I never wanted to invite people because of the rejection. Like, well, they're not gonna show up for me like they show up for everybody else. But then, like, the ones who showed up and the words they would say, and I'm just like, wow. And like, I was like, processing the hurt or whatever from friendships. As we're packing, like, I'm finding birthday cards and stuff from the people, and I'm just like, yo, these cards say so much about me in good ways for you to just flip. And so then it has me thinking too, like, don't give me my yo, was my discernment off that bad, bro? But yeah, that's how it had me feeling. But again, friendships, who that abandonment part of it though, have you bringing up abandonment things from years ago? That's why I'm saying you can't compress it. It don't matter.
The body keeps the score, so it's, it don't matter what, if the body recognizes it as abandonment, like, it's gonna feel like that first time you felt abandoned. Maybe when, your dad never came home, or, your even rejection, right? Like, opening up and being yourself and then kind of being silenced. Like, it's gonna bring all that up. And that's why I say, like, change the focus from the person and trying to make sense of their actions, and more so trying to emotionally regulate yourself and, figure out how you can work through that. And that looks different for different people. Like, you honestly have to allow yourself space to grieve it. Because sometimes I know for me, sometimes it was like, oh, well, okay, it is what it is. And like, okay, oh, well, like, type of thing. And just kind of acting like I'm nonchalant about it when it was really tearing me up inside. And that is not good. Like,
I wish I could get to that. Like, I just want my mind to stop because mine is still fresh from like November. So it's like I want my mind to be like, I don't care, when I know that's not true. But at the end of the day, I just keep focusing on, well, this is what happened, and go on.
And I think even if we don't know the why it happened, what if we just allow it to be a question mark? Like, what if we move on and we just allow it to not make sense, but.
Sometimes though, man, some things in life you can't leave as a question mark because it eats at you so much. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like you try to, oh well, I'm ignored. It's kind of like what we were talking about earlier about anxiety. You're still human. You know what I'm saying? You still in life there are certain questions that you like. Nah, fuck that. I need an answer for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need some type of answer for that, especially if you were that friend that, like, really put your all into somebody. You know what I'm saying? And you were that friend that you would give that person the shirt off your back. And then they just suddenly decide to just say, okay, yeah, I'm done. And they move on, or they do you dirty. You, in a sense, some stuff in life you kind of do need an answer for. Like, no, you finna answer me, dog. You finna tell me, like, why did you do that? Like, I thought we were really rocking with each other. I thought you were my boy. I thought you was my dog. But you know what I'm saying?
I challenge that because I get you. Like, and I'm a person, like, listen, in my military days, which, oh my gosh, that feels like forever ago. But in basic training, my nickname was Questions. Why? Because obviously I asked a lot of questions. I've always been that way. I've always been a curious individual. So I get wanting to understand because the thing is, sometimes even though we think we want to know the answer, if we got the answer, it's still like we still gonna have to do our processing. Like the thing is, you can't control. So when I say to just allow it and leave it as a question mark, I'm not saying that as a reason to suppress and not face it. But there's gonna be some situations where we may never. Now I've had friendships that have literally abruptly ended, and then years later, months later, we reconnected again. And we had that conversation. But that's not all. Like, I've had some that literally just never That was it. It just, so my thing is not putting so much of the power on them and trying to get that understanding, because again, we may never get it. And that should not be something that we rely on from other people either.
So
That's
how do you
true.
think about not even wanting to even have that conversation, period? Like, even if it come up in the future, like, I can be honest, I don't think I ever want to even have that conversation. Like, we
And that's
cool.
fine. Like, I feel like if you make that decision from a grounded space and not like a petty, like, oh, well, you, no, I'm good. I don't need to talk about it. Like, that's a different energy than, like, I faced this and I processed this, and you know, it did suck and it still like stings a little bit, but I don't feel like I need this conversation to move forward. Like that's a completely different space, and that is absolutely okay. I don't think there's like any rule book to this friendship shit. Like, you
No,
know, like
it's not.
there's no like there isn't. So I feel like that's something, because I've had that even in like family relationships and stuff, like things that have happened and people have been like demanding answers of me, and I was like, yeah, I think I'm good. I don't desire to have this conversation,
I
and
don't
it's
mind.
bad. Like,
I've been
I'm
that way.
cool on that conversation.
I'm cool on that, dog. We good.
Yeah,
Like,
like
we
I'm
good.
and like truly, like I am at peace, and not because like I don't feel anything about it. But it's like I realize you honestly can't give me nothing out of that. Like, what would I feel like the end game of the conversation would be? You know what I mean? Is it validation, or is it like,
And
am I
then
trying to
too.
make you see like, oh, like I need you to know and recognize and acknowledge that you hurt me? Like,
Right.
I mean, like, I think people don't think about when they like, oh no, I need an answer, I need a response. But what do you need that response for? We don't usually tend to think beyond that. Beyond the conversation, what is the conclusion? What do we want out of this? And at this stage in my life, I am so intentional with the conversations I have. Like, if it's not gonna serve me, and I like try to think about different outcomes and stuff, like I'm good. I'm good.
No, but like Kim can tell you she's still on, but she's still doing her stuff in the background. She literally even told me today, and we talked about this weekend with a couple other sisters. We were like, if it don't serve us, ain't no need to talk about it. Like, what is going to change? You know, ain't no need to talk about it. It is what it is.
And
Keep moving.
sometimes the person that you may or may not want to have that conversation with, they really don't give a fuck how you feel.
Right.
And you
Let's
basically
be
wasting your
real.
breath. You basically would be wasting your breath with that person. They really don't care how they made you feel. They really don't give a fuck what you thought about them. They're like, okay, I'm glad you got that off your chest. And now your feeling
Right.
and now you thinking that, okay, you know, you're emotionally intelligent. You're emotionally available, you're able to be grounded. It's almost like, all right, cool, I got a scab on my leg, it's almost healed. But then it started itching, and I go to pick at it, and now it's bleeding like crazy all over again.
Yeah.
And like sometimes you shouldn't have those conversations because you don't know what type of wound it'll reopen for yourself. Now you're doing
Come on now.
self-inflicting. Now you're doing self-inflicting harm. And it's
Yeah.
like, all right, well, you can tell, like, sometimes I pride myself on being able to read the room, right? So, for an example, with my cousin, we fell out with each other behind a situation that happened during the storms, during the hurricane. I made a decision to essentially protect Kalisha and Kai because they're here, you know, by themselves. I'm not going to leave a single woman
Right.
or a child versus going to my grandmother's house and I see that the entire family is over there and that she's good. Like, okay, cool. My grandmama good. Everybody's straight. Let me go over here and protect this person that is just her and her child. So
Right.
me and him fell out behind that. And he had said some words to me, and I was like, oh, okay. And so a couple of weeks ago, like not even a couple of days ago, he wanted to have the conversation. And he was like, yeah, I just saw your true colors. And Kalisha pointed out to me, he was like, she was like, I don't mean to put you on the spot, Kalisha. I just, I like sharing the words that you hit me with some knowledge that even I didn't.
She be dropping gems and be trying to act like she not.
She hit me with some gems. So she was like, I was like, yeah, man, yeah. Basically, it was like, yeah, you showed your true colors, and I'm not rocking with that, and this, that, and the third, and you put somebody before family, and I'm just like, what you mean? Because when somebody say you show your true colors, it's always been taken negatively. But Khaleesi was like, you're right, you did show your true colors. He just didn't like the colors that he saw.
He wanted you to stay that person they knew that your whole life. And
Right.
that's you did what you were supposed to do to me. Let me say, for me, you did, hey, let me go over here. Granny good, y'all good. But as a man, I'm not gonna sit there and see a single lady and her baby.
Right, like as
I
a
would have been
man,
giving you your ups, like.
and I even told him, I said, and we discussed it. I told him, I said, bro, you were more than my cousin. You were my best friend. You were really the
Ooh.
only friend that I have, and I don't really go out like that. And I have my frat brothers, but all of my frat brothers are older than me. They're older men, married. They're not trying to do some of the things that I'm doing. These guys are in their late 40s, 50s, 60s, some of them even in their 70s. Like,
Whoa.
Papa ain't trying to hang out after 7 o'clock at night. Like, Papa trying to be in the house.
So he tired.
Yeah, Aunt said he tired, but he was my best friend. And so for him to basically be like, it'll never be the same again. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like, what did I actually do? And when I finally had a chance to step back and look at what the whole situation was, she was right. She was like, you're nurturing, you're caring, you are a person that you look out for people. And when you know that somebody is safe, okay, cool. Granny straight, she got food over there. The house is full, everybody is over there. Everybody can take care of themselves, but during a devastating time like that, to leave a woman that has a small child that really should not be out here in this chaos with a small child by herself, I'm not gonna do that, bro. That's
That's selfish. And
selfish.
that makes me think of the point too. I love that you brought that up because I think a big thing is, and thank you for the likes. I appreciate it on TikTok. We a lot of times when it comes to having these types of conversations and stuff, I think it's really important to also like not only think about like, okay, if let's say a friendship ended, whatever the case may be, and we want to have this conversation with somebody, but also like preparing for it. Like I think a lot of times we just think, she said I'm co-signing via likes. Appreciate it. Gratitude. It's like we don't think about how we just think that like, oh, let's just let it happen. It's like a lot of times we just let life happen to us rather than actually preparing for the conversation. If you know that you and this person need to talk about some stuff and it could be emotionally regulating, why don't we do more to prepare for it? To prepare for the conversation. Like it may sound weird, but let me think of some bullet points. Let me take some little notes for myself to, because a lot of times, like what I found, sometimes it would just like, y'all ever have a conversation with somebody and you like have an intention going into the conversation and then all of a sudden, they say some stuff and they say some stuff that like really activates you and triggers you and you just like, oh, you know what? Let me go back to defense mode and I'm like kind of in attack mode because oh, you want to bring that up. I got something else to say on top of that, right? And
Baby, I'm pulling me out the vault. I'm coming out the vault
it
if
just
I
comes right. Like
Yeah.
it
So
just
one thing I've learned is to, I don't always have to get the last word, but one thing that's helped me within my growth, I've been listening, but I've been moving around. But one thing that's helped me within my growth within friendships, I don't have expectations out of people. So then that, it protects me to know that if I don't have no expectations about it, you can't hurt me or you can't, offend me or nothing. So you know, I'm still human of the flesh. Yeah, you know, I still have feelings, but it really has helped me a lot within growing and meeting new people. Like, I just be myself. You know, some people will gravitate towards it. Some people will be intimidated by it. But however, at the beginning and the end of the day, I'm just going to be me.
And that's true. Like actually having an intention, if you're having a conversation to be like, well, I want to know what they're gonna say. I need them to like basically validate. And I think that's what a lot of people need, those types of conversations, rather than saying, no, I'm intentionally having this conversation because no matter what their response is, because right, they can literally say like, fuck you. Like, I don't hear you. You could be saying blue, 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 and they're like black. You know what I mean? So going with the understanding, like my intention is to speak my voice and speak my truth. And not from a sense of like a victim mindset, right? Like, but actually,
Correct.
hey, this really did hurt me. Like, and I just wanted to know, like, you know, what it was this your intention or whatever the case may be. But like when I say plan for the conversation, prepare yourself that they may give you a completely like the response that you really don't want, right? They may give you a reaction that they want, or maybe even the opposite, a lack thereof, a reaction, right? Or a response.
Correct. And that's what it
Like
is a
Darian said,
lot
they may
within
just
people now.
not
People
care.
don't want to take accountability for their actions. It is a lot of victim mindsets out here. You know, I mean, we all done been through something and we're growing through something. So like, you know, I don't, that's why I be very particular when it comes to people, I guess you can say that. Like, I'm definitely a people person. I love, love, love people, but I despise their ways though. And at this point, within meeting new people, different things, like it's a show and tell because I'm gonna show up every time, you know. And I don't think that that's something wrong to ask from a person is reciprocation, you know. So,
But some people I know they don't. It was this lady, she said it. She was in the church too, right? She said, I faked it for so long, I don't even know who I am. You know, some people truly faked it for so long, they didn't know who they are, right? So me, I'm gonna bring it back to D. I used to try to live up to this persona, right? Because my parents are preachers, overseers, my granddaddy is a chief apostle. Like, I have to be this girl on a pedestal, right? I gotta do right, right? And y'all, I got older. And let me say this, my parents were not strict on me. Yes, they're apostolic, but I was not the one who had to wear skirts 24/7, okay? I only wore skirts to church. Some of my cousins and them had to wear it 24/7, right? But I got older, I started partying, drinking, and this and that, right? Strip clubs everywhere, well, that's where I was at. And I went to a very dark phase where I had to learn, bro, you don't have to live up to anybody else's expectations, you know? My mom, it was like, you can be you. I didn't know who I was because I wanted to live up to the expectation of I don't want to disappoint my parents and them or embarrass them because, hello, like, y'all are pillars in a community. People know y'all. So your daughter out here, sloppy ass drunk, I know y'all gonna automatically go back and say something. And I never wanted to be the topic of Sunday service for some churches. Now, let me be real. Now that I am living in my authentic self, guess who's still the topic of Sunday service? Because I got a mouth like Red Fox. You know, like, I can't help that, but it's okay. But my reason for saying this is now I can show up authentically. Even I was still learning myself after the incident that just popped off, you know? I have to be me. I can be the girl who still likes to plant medicine, do plant medicine, and still speak motivation and speak life into people while still being the girl who likes to do crazy or weird things that people say, like going to, well, I'm going this weekend to the plant house. I can still go to museums and I can still be the same girl that's listening to Big X the Plug. I'm still me. Regardless, and it's okay for me to be multicultural, and for the longest, I wouldn't do that because I'm like, well, unfortunately, my mom was, well, you're black, so just stay in this bubble, right? You don't want to be judged. So just stay here. My community's going to judge me. My brother, my blood brother taught me, if y'all ever meet him, my boy will listen to country. He will listen to pop. He don't care. He's going to go out and try everything once because he never put himself in a box. So learning how to take yourself out of boxes and meet new people is a great thing, too, as adults, for us to make friends. I met Kim. Me and Kim hit it off day one. I was like, yo, her spirit, I can rock with it. You know, I'm not quick to say I can click with people like that because of my past hurt. And I'm like, well, how about they think I'm weird because I like doing this? I don't want you to think I'm weird. And now I'm like, girl, fuck you. You don't like that I do that?
It's okay. Here, she co-signing. She liking it a lot.
I'm just saying, it's okay. A lot of people think I'm one of the goofiest people, right? So many people never knew how goofy I was because I always had this stern posture, like, I'm straight business, that's it. And I was kind of with the last friendship, you know, that just out the blue. I'm like, yo, you seen me cry, and I don't let people do see that. You seen me in my darkest state, and now I really felt like I was going back to the place of, let me go back in my bubble so nobody can see the real me. Because people are using the real me against me. Like I always tell people, was I molested? Yup. I had people I thought were my friends throw that up in my face. I had a person that was a, I don't even want to call her a minister because I don't know what to call her. She threw it up too at church. Oh, you were just fast as hell. That's why she was molested. Oh, yeah. A 6-year-old was fast as hell. Be real. So it's like people need to learn, like Kim even said, you have to be authentically you.
Yeah.
And you have to show up as you. If people accept you or they don't.
Right. Because, like, most of the time when we in these connections, like, I had a mask for a long time. And especially, like, when I would meet people in a certain, like, phase of my life, if you will, it's like you kind of feel like you have to keep up that persona. So if you met me, like, in a party type of setting, in a club setting, I felt like, oh, that's the connection we have, you know,
uh-huh.
And it just caused me to be very, even when I didn't want to like party and stuff, I just kind of felt like I had to like uphold this, like, I guess, persona of who people thought I was rather than just being like, yeah, no girl, I don't feel like doing that tonight or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, most of the time when we're like having those, you know, that like mask on, if you will, in our connections with people, we're very uncomfortable. Like, we're very uncomfortable. And a lot of times our brain is like, oh, I don't want to show this person this part of me because I'm afraid that they're going to reject me. I'm afraid they're going to think I'm weird. I'm afraid that whatever the case may be.
Uh-huh.
But pick your discomfort, because either way, you're uncomfortable, because you're either uncomfortable within yourself because you're not truly expressing yourself, or you just allow the connections that are truly meant to be there for you to show themselves because you do express who you truly are. And I think that's like what people have to understand and get into that space of, because I know for a long time, like my 20s, I was really focused on just being accepted and stuff. But like, girl, accept your damn self. Like that's the thing. That's the kicker, you know? And so that just makes me think too, is like, as we grow and heal and, you know, go through life and experiences, how do you feel like that has impacted how you engage in friendships? Like how, like the boundaries that you feel that you set, how has that shifted for y'all? Because like I said, I know for me in the beginning, my trauma bonds was my best friends. Like I thought we had to talk all day and, you know, like we shared every secret. Like I thought that's what a friendship meant. So how do you feel like that has shifted as you've gotten older?
Well, I know for me, what I do is, and I this has actually helped me with friendships. I look at children for a great example of friendships. I look at how kids make friends. Like when I would take my son to the park or anything like that, or I would, you know, drop them off at daycare, I kind of stop and I'll look at like how they interact with other children. And sometimes I just say, go back to the innocence of how we made friends in the first place. You know what I'm saying? I think we put too much complication and onus on the particular friend set that we want to have. But with kids, it's like, oh, you like Bluey? I like Bluey too. Oh yeah, we're best friends. You know what I'm saying? They'll be best friends. Like literally, will be like inseparable. Like soon as it's time to go, okay, Hunter, it's time to go. They are kicking and screaming because they don't want to leave their best friend that day. It's, can they come spend the night? Can I go spend the night with them? Can we? They're asking about them every single day, and it's pure innocence. I think, you know, with me, sometimes it's like, let's get back to what that was at one point in our lives when it came to making friends. Like we have so many variable factors that separate all of us as adults. If it's, oh well, she don't like my third cousin twice removed, so I can't be her friend, or I don't like the person that they root for on the other side of the football field, so we can't be friends. It's like, for me, the my I've gone back to simplicity. Just be truthful and upfront with me, and just be an honest person. That's it. Like, have integrity, and I promise you, I'll be the best friend that you can possibly have. I just, I don't know. I think,
Especially like, oh, because y'all not friends, that mean I can't be friends. And
right.
I've always struggled with that idea, because it's like, but why? Like, I get it now. It depends on certain things, right? Like,
Right. It'd be the principle behind some stuff.
just because you just all of a sudden don't like somebody, don't mean that I have to end my connection with them either, you know? And that I think has been over time like something to navigate too. It's like, okay, well then, what's the boundary for that? Because like, yeah, people, you know, get offended because it's like, oh, so you still talking to them?
But I used to be that person. Let me be real. Like, if you was cool with me, and you know this person and did some real shady stuff to me, bro, you still cool with them because now you cut off. Because then I used to feel like if you're okay with what they did to me, you would do it to me.
I mean, and yeah, and that's why it's, you know, it depends on
The
the
situation, yeah. But
details. Yeah.
I mean, I had to be real myself, bro. I was a little rude, motherfucker, okay? But at the same time, this last hurt was literally like I was being too loyal to people who didn't, who wouldn't have done it for me. That makes sense. I'm going to bat. Like, you breathe too hard, and then my dog is what's up. It's whatever. I had to learn one, like your granny say, pick your battles. You can't fight everybody's battle. That I had to learn that. And I think on top of all that, my grief through this friendship hurt is all, not only that, it's because I was grieving. I had just had a miscarriage when all of it popped off. So that's like I'm grieving two different things. It's like, which one do you want to grieve today, girl? And but the thing I did was I literally said my miscarriage happened as a warning, as a forewarning to what was finna end in my life. Like, this had to end. Like, you lost something as a warning, as that died per se, because another death is coming to you. So I'm just gonna prepare you ahead of time. Like, your heart is already gonna be thorned a little bit to go through with it. And honestly, I'm like, it's okay, because I wouldn't want my baby to be in this body when I was going through all that. Because, you know, Kalisha, you know, I was going through it. Like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to do anything. I just was like, and everybody kept saying, is it because of the baby? I'm like, no. Real talk, my mind had even blocked out that I went through that because I was so stuck on everything else. But it's wild, because while we're sitting here talking, I'm just like, I'm thinking too, like even in those friendships, I was playing off the little girl I was. You know what I'm saying? Like I wasn't authentically me in that friendship at all, 'cause I was trying to live up to what they wanted me to be or the lifestyle that they had. But the friendships I have now are more authentic. Like they accept me for me and my craziness, me and my 4 a.m. text messages. Like, and they're okay with the business ideas that run off my head. And they don't just let me talk about it and gaslight me, like, yeah, we're gonna do it, sis. No, they literally like, okay, let's put it on the ground. What we gotta do? That's crazy. See, we be talking and all this hit my mind. I'm just like,
This is what this space is for connections to be made.
see, I'm glad I texted my boss and said I just do my overtime. I just work 14 hours tomorrow.
Well, damn, but you've definitely meant to be here, and you definitely add a value. I was like, oh, I'm gonna miss my co-host. But yeah, I mean, honestly, it's been some of those big lessons that have shaped who we are now. And I know, like, one of my lessons that I realized, because I think we talk about the connections we've lost and the friendships we've grieved and things like that. But one thing that I've learned through my friendships, like some of my friendships where we used to like hang out every week and we were like just talking all the time, but then we moved, we got kids, and we would like always connect. We would be like, oh, hey girl, let's catch up, right? And every time it would be this thing like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, we got to do better with like trying to like be more consistent and da 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 da. Like, it felt like almost every time we connected, even though when we connected, it was just so beautiful. Like, we would catch up and it would just be like no time had passed. But I felt like I carried a lot of guilt because I had this expectation like, oh, I need to, even though we're like literally on two sides of the US, like, I need to, be a better friend, and I need to like talk to them every week and stuff. But like, life be lifing. I'm a whole entrepreneur, I work for the Crisis Line. I got two podcasts, a weekly series, one-on-one clients. Like, I'm doing a lot, and I had to really kind of like shift my mindset around, why we keep apologizing every time we connect with our friends, like saying like, oh, we gotta do better, because it happens exactly as it needs to. Every time
Yeah.
I connect with people, like, I don't know if y'all ever had that shift, because I used to think that I would, thank you, Coach Cook. I used to think that I, like I said, friendships meant like we have to talk all the time. Like, we have to be in connection very consistently. But then I just realized, like, that doesn't make our friendship mean less because we talk once every 6 months or once every, few weeks or whatever the case may be. Like, that doesn't matter. It's how the connection is. When we get together, it's like, I mean, the things flow. We're celebrating one another. We're updating each other. Like, and that's what matters. And I had to realize, like, why am I over here apologizing? Because we're connecting now, and that's what matters.
I felt bad because I have a friend. She lives in Alabama, and the beginning of the year, she was in Montana, if I'm not mistaken. She works for TSA, and she slipped and fell, right? She broke her, messed her arm up. But I have not spoken to her since my birthday, right? My mom was telling me, like, you're such a bad friend, and I'm so glad my mindset shifted, because before my mindset would be, if we ain't talk, we must be beefing, or she got some issues with me. But I reached out today and was just like checking on you. And so she was like, well, thank you. And, giving me the whole rundown. And I felt at ease because it wasn't no malice or anything. We're all grown. We all have things going on. So we make time. But sometimes when making time, the only time you have to make is to rest and to sleep. Like your mom, mom, entrepreneur, we out here trying to make it right now in this economy. Like, what can we do? Which we can only give up so much. I had a friend who even said, somebody was like, yo, your phone is on D&D 24/7. I know. And they're like, I mean, you never text back, you don't say nothing. I don't have the capacity to talk right now. I'm full. So when one of these days when I have a little bit of capacity to talk to you, guess what, baby? I'm gonna reach out. Now, I'm not gonna lie. I may reach back out to you, and you may get one text message from me.
Yeah.
And you may hear from me again in 20 business days. But respect my boundaries and understand, like, I don't have to talk to you every day. That does not mean my love for you has ever changed.
Right.
I still love the people who have just put me through some of the deepest hurt. I still love them. I wish no ill will on you. But God damn it, I can't talk to people every day.
Yeah.
Now, I do send text messages.
Capacity for that. Like,
right.
It's not, and like you said, it doesn't mean, we don't have to make it mean, like, something negative.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that shaped even how I, like, feel in dating, too, because I'm, like, I realize, like, I don't got the capacity. Like, there's some days, you know, where I could shoot the shit and we could chat, like, throughout the day, but then most of the time, like, your girl, like, I be productive. I be trying to do stuff in my life, and even if I'm not, even if I'm sitting there with my phone in my hand and I'm looking at my phone,
mm-hmm.
or I'm watching my show, don't mean I got to respond to you. Like, if, you know, I realized that that was something, like, I used to, because I get a little OCD. I get, like, with notifications on my phone, like, I don't know, like, I'm that person that I don't like the notifications at the top. I'd be trying to clear, and I would get anxious, like, especially when people would text me, because I'm like, oh, I got to respond quickly and stuff like that. But now, I will leave people, you know, I won't, like, open it or whatever. If I don't have the capacity, I won't open it until I'm ready to have the capacity. And if that means in a day, this weekend, in 5 minutes, like, I don't have to make it like, oh, I'm a bad person because of this. Like you said,
I open a message. I'm going to open it, but I ain't going to say nothing bad. I just want that notification off my screen. Bye.
See, I still keep the notification because I'm like, okay, I do want to respond to it. I'm not going to do it now because for me, it's like, what's the point of opening if I don't have the capacity to respond?
If I open the notification, it's gone.
And I'm like, well, like, hold that thought. Like, you know, that's just for me.
But Valerie, that's me though. Like, literally,
yeah.
I know the message was there. And I mean, one day I may be casually scrolling through my messages, mm-hmm. like, oh, snap, I ain't never said that back. But some people, I'm going to be real. Yes, my phone is on D&D 24/7. Some people, even though my phone is on D&D, I still have their messages as hot alert.
Yeah.
Because you're going to text me so much. If I don't answer you, it's like, you know, I don't even want to hide it. And it won't even give me the notification that you text me.
Mm. Yeah, see, Michaela says she said she relates. She's a D&D warrior, too.
Baby, listen,
and
Michaela.
Notification badge. I don't like notifications. I used to be that person. Like, I will, because I think we had this conversation, D, where we talked about the emails, and you was talking about how you got, like, 20,000 plus emails or something like that. And I was like, that gave me anxiety because I will, every few weeks or once a month, I go through my emails, junk and all that. I got to clear it out because I don't like that 700.
I'm the same way.
Oh, you'll
hey,
be sick.
Valerie, I'm
mean too, about me if I'm just
1,000 emails.
Y'all would hate me.
It gives me so much anxiety to think about just, oh gosh, no, I can't do it.
I have to have it zeroed out. I don't know.
Oh, well, you will hate me, Valerie. Do not ever look at my phone because I now have 604 emails.
You gotta do what you gotta
we
do.
Gotta,
okay.
We gotta clear them out. Like,
mine got so much. It got so many. My emails got so thick that I got an email from Gmail.
Yes.
One time. My emails will stop coming if I don't clear it out.
My mom's email is like that. It's literally like at 40,000, and she's just like, well, I mean, I get the important emails, but you know, most of our emails that get junked up like that, it be junk mail. It be them stuff you never, you know, they ask you, you want to sign up for the marketing? You like, yeah, girl, I want the coupons. And then we don't never use the coupons because I can't find it in my email.
I cannot. And you know, they say we listen and we don't judge. I'm judging.
Yeah.
Babe, you can judge me out.
But I still love it. I'm still here for it. But I'm just like, I'm just not going to look at your
I did. I was gonna sit down and clear them emails out though. Like I did say, I was gonna sit down one day.
Yeah, that's a ritual for me. Like it's a habit. It's a habit for me.
I want to be as organized as you all. I'm literally sitting here looking at Valerie's background. I'm like, she is so organized. Teach me the game, girl.
This part that you can see. That's it. The part you can see looks organized.
To find you on
like everything was thrown onto the floor on the outside of the.
Yeah, just don't look over there. It's fine. No, I had a small business, so I had all that stuff very organized, and I had to drop it. A lot of stuff happened, but I still love all the crafting and stuff, so I keep it back there.
I'm here for it.
There was a lot that I did. Like, I was like, okay, let me think of some things, because I had friendships brought a lot up for me that I wanted to talk about, but our conversations always flow when we do these lives, and it always is what it needs to be. I want y'all to, like, let's use a few minutes to shout out a friend. Like, what, if you think of a good friend that you have, you know, even if you think of like two of them or something, what's like that quality that you really like about them? And what would you say to them right now? Like, if they were listening, and they may never hear this, but what would you say? Because I feel like that's something, and for, you know, if you're listening or watching the replay after, when, you know, this episode is posted, you can use this moment to text a friend and just tell them you appreciate them, because I feel like that's something some of us don't think to do. Like, we may call our friend when something happens, when we're excited or when we're sad, but do you ever just like call somebody to just be like, girl, like, I just want you to know, like, I love you. Like, I really appreciate you, you know? And I feel like we all want that. We all need that. So let's shout out a friend.
I text my friends randomly and say that though. Like, I appreciate you.
I mean, I do too, but I just think it's still good to, you know, in the spirit of the conversation.
I got probably like three friends. I ain't gonna say their names,
mm-hmm.
but I truly appreciate y'all. Y'all being here, cool baby. Y'all have listened to me cry, scream, howl on the phone. Y'all mm-hmm. have let me pray. You have let me curse. Some of y'all have seen me when I got stupid high because I no longer wanted to feel anything. So y'all, I appreciate it. And their quality is literally, they're just genuine, loving people. And they only want the best for everybody. Literally, they get on my nerves. So I'm like, yo, you want the best for this person who literally just slimed you. But that's the one of the qualities I love about them. They don't let nothing bother them. Like, hey, they did me wrong, but it is what it is. We move on. They're like, I ain't going to deal with them no more, but I don't wish them ill will. And that's what I love about them. So they're going to see it. I love y'all.
Anyone else?
I have three friends. I'm going to call them out. The first one is my boy Sean. Been best friends since the 11th grade. I feel like you are a blessed individual. We got 20 years strong in the game. We have fought each other. We have argued with each other. We have cried in front of each other. We have prayed with each other. And through everything, they have, but he has been just a mainstay, a solid rock in my life. Been there for the birth of all three of my children, helped me through my divorce, all kind of stuff. Same thing with my boy Brandon. The three of us have been rocking with each other since junior year in high school. Group chat runs for miles. We have just about everything in that group chat, trips together. I've been there for the birth of their kids. Going to be in Sean's wedding next year. Me and Brandon, y'all, I don't know if y'all remember that episode of Martin where Cole and Tommy was fighting over who going to be Martin's best man. Even me and Brandon going at it about who going to be his best man, going to be Sean's best man. We ain't sent gifts yet, but you know, it might be coming because we trying to get that coveted title.
Right.
But and then last but certainly not least, Kalisha. We have been rocking with each other for a year now. She is a beautiful soul. a beautiful,
me blushing,
like just an amazing, just dope. She has seen me at my worst. She has seen me at my best, and she continues to encourage me, rock with me. Just, she's just all around dope. She is one of my biggest cheerleaders. She is also one of my biggest critics. She challenges me to think outside of the box. She is going to make somebody an amazing wife one day. She's a dope person. She's just, I don't know what else to say about you. You just.
That for sure. She is really dope. Like,
this was a paid advertisement, y'all.
No, but that's real. You are one of those since day one. Y'all, me and her met on a Facebook group. Okay. Then we just randomly was like, we're going to a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And then we started doing other stuff. And it's like, dope. She will check you now. Not in a bad way. Like, when you start wanting to go down this rabbit hole of self-doubt, she's like, wait, pull it in. Because I think it was after one of our podcasts, I literally got sad, and she was like, and something else happened, but she was like, but why wouldn't they? And I had to sit there and be like, you know what? I am that girl. And she brought me back together. You are really a dope, loving soul that the world needs to see. Kalisha is the reason now y'all actually do content, because before I used to be like, man, whatever. Nobody's going to like it. And then I just randomly text her. I was like, oh, my God. It's like 65 people on my TikTok that liked it. But you're dope. That was love, though. Why am I getting sad crying? Oh, my God. Get together. Jesus.
Oh, well, I certainly appreciate that. Like, I aim to be, the best version of me. And that means helping others to be their best versions of themselves too. Like, that's one of my things. I feel like part of my journey was working on my like self-talk, and especially when other people like doubt themselves. Let's not. let's reframe that. You know, like I'm really big on that, but I just aim to be, you know, the best version and spread love and light and all that. Like, so. But I appreciate that. I appreciate that. What about you, Valerie? You got a shout out for a friend?
Yeah, I do. I have, like I mentioned before, I've been going through a particularly hard time in the process of a divorce. And I have some friends who, like, they've just been with me and standing by me. And, like, they flew down from, like, Canada to come help me, like, move. I'm in Florida, so it's a big...
Oh, they flew.
They flew. they came all the way across. And they helped me, and they've been there for me and supporting me through like my crying and like just like picking me up off the floor. And they're amazing. And I'm very fortunate to have a support group like that. So
I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you, Alexa, for joining. Did you have a shout out? We're getting ready to close out, but if you had a shout out for a friend, you can either put it in the chat or unmute if you would like. And me, yeah, like I have a few friends that have been there through like a few of my transformations. back when I was, you know, in my clubbing days and partying, and oh my goodness, like it was a completely like the grounded, peaceful version that y'all see, you know, this coach that like we had to go through some things to get to this space, you know, but like just people that have been there and allowed me to, they saw me in my, you know, low points and still held me accountable, but just held space for me. And I think that's truly what I look for in friendships, you know, is people like that. We can be authentic and they're not afraid to be authentic. And I just love that, like, my close friends, we, like, even if we don't connect all the time, it's just, like, we just build each other up, and we're celebrating one another, and just, you know, we talk about our kids, and it's just everything. Like, I just love it. And I just think people that are just their authentic selves, like that's just something I admire in people in general. Because in a world where we're, you know, kind of conditioned to, you know, hide parts of ourselves and even from ourselves, you know, it just really stands out those people that are like, you know what, I'm unapologetic. Whether it's the weird stuff or, you know, whatever they like and their hobbies, like they're just them. And I really admire that about like my friends. And all the craziness that we just laugh that is a major key in my friendships. Like we have to have these deep belly laughs. Like that's just a must, you know? Those are the type of connections I like. So, I really think, you know, friendships is just it's an evolving part of our lives, right? You know, I think, you know, some friendships stay for a long time, some shift, some fall away. But I think what matters most is that we are surrounding ourselves with the people that we align with, like people that align with who we're becoming, you know. And at the end of the day, like that journey sometimes involves grief, anger, frustration, you know. But I think it's important to kind of reflect on these types of conversations and not only think about like you know, the things that we want, but also reflecting like, am I being the type of friend that I want? You know, a lot of us know, like, oh, I want a person that's loyal and, you know, that I know I can count on. But are we that friend too? And what does that mean? How can we show up differently? What's, you know, something that we can do to be more in alignment with the friend? Because I think the more we focus on ourselves and who we're becoming, that allows us to attract those exact type of connections we want. Or, and even the ones that we have already, like sometimes as I grew, like there were certain things that I didn't even think about, but because I was just so focused on my own development, like my friends would notice the shifts and then they shifted. And I think that's a beautiful part of friendship too, is that we, you know, can grow together, but also allow space for people to grow and it to look different. But again, that doesn't mean that the connection is less than. So I just think these are beautiful conversations to have. And if you have if you do like these conversations, I invite y'all to text the word podcast to 833-459-4201, because then you can get all the updates about the live episodes. Because next month we are, what is this, April 2nd? We are going to be talking about when you are healing but others aren't. Now, and that involves friendships, family. I think that's a big one. You know, just people in general. I think there's a lot to be said about that conversation. So I certainly am excited to have that conversation as well. Oh, last thing too is y'all listen, like, share, subscribe to the podcast. Okay. We do these live episodes once a month, every first Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. But these conversations need to be had. These conversations need to be like, I think more people need healing conversations like this. Like we, as you can see, like this is a safe space. It's real, it's raw. A lot, like there was a few new people on here and y'all opened up and I'm so grateful. But you guys like rating the podcast and everything, and we're on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, YouTube for the video, that rating it is a way for us to get seen more. It gets pushed out to more people. So we certainly appreciate that. Anybody got a takeaway? Give me a couple takeaways. What are y'all leaving with?
Oh, I was on TikTok and I came to the live, but I definitely did. I enjoyed the conversation, and it actually is very relevant because I'm a lawyer, so I was on this CLE, Continuing Learning Education class, and they were saying, you know, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are. And so they're saying, you know, put yourself around people who are doing better than you. You know, find the friends who are healed or are on their healing journey. Find the people that basically could push you in your uncomfortable parts. And you will then start showing up in those ways. So, I just felt like it was super relevant, and it clearly shows that there's an alignment with you and your podcast. And so, you know, I'm always here as your friend to support you and encourage your growth and everything. So, that's my takeaway.
Yes, I love that.
I love that. My grandfather used to say that,
we
though.
Need part two for this conversation, but I think
no, we do.
That actually goes into, you know, when you're healing and others aren't, because that means like we need to shift the rooms we're in. So I think that's absolutely relevant, and I appreciate you coming to the stage and bringing that
out. That's real good.
I met Alexa through that app. What app was that? It's like a
Girl,
dating
Peanut. App. Yeah, we were a mom dating friendship that bloomed.
I can't think of the name of the app, but there's this app for moms of all stages, whether you're pregnant, empty nester, have toddlers, and we actually met through this app and we connected and we just, yeah, been rocking together. So that's my lawyer friend. Y'all need.
I'm about to have to go find everybody on TikTok by this time.
Yes. I mean, if y'all want to put something in chat or, you know, whatever, but we don't really have time to shout out. Usually I try to leave space for people to shout out like their businesses and so forth, but your girl got to go to work. But this has been a beautiful conversation. Yeah, she put her Instagram there. So I'm really grateful for y'all. Like, I really am. This was a good conversation, and I was kind of nervous. I was like, show up. Like, are people gonna be here? I appreciate y'all, especially D, because she was over here working overtime and still stayed on here. Michaela said such a beautiful chat. Thank you. I appreciate your input as well and all the likes. We done got to 10,000 likes on TikTok. That is crazy. That's wild to me. Like, I'm really grateful. I'm really grateful. These lives have been so healing for us. So thank y'all. Text the word podcast to 833-459-4201 if you would like to subscribe to get the text messages for future episodes. And next month, April 2nd, we'll be here again, y'all, for another conversation. So until next time, y'all.
Stay triggered.
Because that's when we can see where we need to heal and grow, so we can experience this new level of freedom and peace in our lives. Love y'all.
Later. Bye. Thank you.